Hi, you are listening to The Art of Semi-Fiction. I am Robin Miller.
And I'm Jane Daly.
And today we are going to be talking about writing conferences.
Awesome. I love writing conferences.
We do. We both love writing conferences. And it's kind of writing conference season. Although there are over 30 Christian writing conferences in North America,
Wow. And
they're sprinkled throughout the world. Not the world. Why did I just say that? I have no idea. They're sprinkled throughout the year is what I meant, which is sort of like world.
Kind of a difference.
A little difference. But so they're not, you'll find some kind of going on most months of the year somewhere, but there's definitely a concentration in the spring.
I wonder why.
I'm guessing because of weather, but I'm no meteorologist, but yes. And because there's places like Colorado and weather's going to be a big factor.
Yeah.
But you will see quite a few in the spring, summer, fall. Those are your big months.
Mm-hmm.
And in Northern California, we have a ton of great writing conferences as well as workshops and special events that happen. So it's kind of tax season for writing conferences and information because it's just there's so much going on. People are getting prepared. People are coming back.
But let's talk about for somebody who's never been to a writing conference, it can be a little scary. So talk to somebody who's never been to one. What can they expect?
Well, again, every writer's conference is going to have a little bit different personality and they're going to have a different focus. So when we talked earlier about choosing a writer's organization to be involved in that fits your personality and your goals. Same thing applies for a writer's conference. There are some that are really kind of geared toward the beginning writer. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get a lot of wonderful information when you're just starting out. So what does an agent do? How do you submit? What is a proposal?
What is point of view?
Exactly. All of those kinds of things. You mentioned ACFW, and that is
American Christian Fiction Writers.
Yep, and they have a huge conference every year that moves around a bit, and they are for fiction writers, obviously. So if you're a nonfiction writer,
you're probably not going to go.
Probably not going to be your choice.
Right.
So you really do need to see what's available, and then you need to look at their faculty. Do a little due diligence because, unfortunately, there are some times when a conference is filled with people who have been doing maybe working at that conference for 30 years, haven't published in 25, might not be the most accurate in conveying information. Sometimes a writing conference to cut costs will have somebody who has a specialty in one area teach in an area that maybe isn't their specialty.
Mm.
So you have to be really, really careful and do your homework. What do you want to get out of a conference? What do you want to learn? Who do you want to connect with? Are they going to be there? That kind of thing.
And I'm assuming that you're going to be talking about the advantage of going to a writer's conference for that person who has just decided that they are going to actually call themselves a writer.
Yep.
Because he or she finally said, I'm going to write, or maybe they've written something and someone has said, oh, you need to go to a conference.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Exactly. Well, I think you have to think of it as an investment.
Okay.
It really is that. And if you think of it as an investment in your writing career, in your writing skill set, then I think you'll be one step ahead of being diligent and figuring out whether or not a particular conference is for you. Because you're going to get a lot of different things from a conference. One is teaching. Every writer's conference is going to have teaching. Whether it's applicable to you or not is kind of yet to be seen. One of our favorite writing conferences is West Coast Christian Writers.
That's right.
And one of the things that I value about them is not only do they have the beginning 101 kind of classes but they really think about the intermediate and the advanced writer.
Right.
And what could benefit somebody no matter where they are on the journey. Hugely important, because not all writers' conferences do that. So you'll get teaching, and you have to check whether or not it's teaching that is applicable to you. Of course, you're going to meet people. It's the sweetest thing to have in a whole group of your tribe.
It's like I found my people.
Yeah, I mean, you walk around with people who are just like weeping for joy that introverts. I mean, most writers are introverts.
Absolutely.
There are a small segment that aren't, but most are introverts. And yet that doesn't mean that we don't want or need or crave connection. And when we get it with somebody who understands the process we're going through and just the ups and downs of writing, you just see people going, you know, my people, my right. people.
I'm a word nerd. You're a word nerd. We get along. Will you understand when I say my character did this? Because usually people who don't write think, what do you mean your character did that and you didn't expect it?
Yeah, you're writing it.
Because that's what happened.
Absolutely. So I'm telling you, you cannot underestimate, because I've said this a million times, that writing to me is a team event. When I started, I thought it was a solo event. But the reality is, through encouragement and just help and critique and writing partners and everything that you do, it's a team event, especially if you're a Christian, because you know Satan doesn't want anybody who is trying to honor the Lord to speak into this world.
And the thing that has been the most valuable for me is that I have made friends, just incredibly close, good friends, who don't even live in the area.
Yeah.
But because I've met them at a writer's conference, we email, we text, yeah. we phone, we Facebook, and they get it.
Yes.
When I post, so-and-so rejected my work, they understand. Whereas yeah. somebody who is not a writer doesn't get how much that stings.
Absolutely. It's a step out of your normal life. You and I had known each other for what, 2-3 years? Something like that. We were on a board together. We saw each other at events, but it wasn't until a writer's conference when magic happened.
Well, yeah,
because we were out of our world.
And you're spending, when you're at a conference, you're spending almost 24 hours a day with people.
Yep.
Because you've got your breakfast and your workshops and your lunch and your workshops, your dinner and your after dinner night owls. And you've got oodles of time to spend yep. with people to get to know them.
And that's exactly what we fell. We fell in friendship love Aww. At a writer's conference, and the rest
it was
is
beautiful.
History. And I do think that there's stepping out of your regular life. So especially if you're married, if you have children, if you have a full-time job, it is really hard, because you're just kind of grasping at moments to think about writing. And this is just a really wonderful way of stepping out of that regular kind of rat race and letting yourself just be immersed in the craft of it, the encouragement of it, the calling of it. So I think there's huge.
And I've gotten some great ideas for articles
yeah.
from a writer's conference, not how to write, but like, ooh, how about if, you know, let me jot that down. Just ideas that it's just because you're out of your regular day-to-day four walls or yeah. work or whatever, totally different atmosphere. You get your mind has a chance to be creative.
Absolutely. And one of the practical things that happens when you're in that environment, because of the instructors and the faculty that are there, you're going to meet industry professionals.
Right.
So, for example, I met my agent when I was at a writer's conference.
So did I.
And most people don't think of, you think of things in a more formal capacity, but I'm not a non-Christian writer, so I don't know how it is in the general market. But certainly in the Christian publishing world, it's a team event, even with the editors and publishers and agents. So you build relationship. And that's what happened before my agent even was an agent. She was an instructor, and I fell in love with her. I took one of her morning workshops, kind of mentoring workshops. I got to know her over coffee, over meals, over just walking from one thing to another. Fell in love with her to the point that when she became an agent, our relationship was such that we knew we connected.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the rest, as they say, is history. Well, so you're going to get to know.
That's something that I know we're probably going to cover in a future podcast, but it's also how do you carry yourself? So at a writer's conference, do you step out and meet people? Are you friendly? Do you have a good, I want to say it's an old fashioned word, but the word is deportment. How is your deportment? Because I know that agents and editors watch you. And if you pitch to them and then you turn around and gossip about someone or, behave poorly, you're less likely to be able to have that relationship that you want to have long term.
I've got a good analogy for this.
Okay.
My youngest is a musical theater. Well, he's an addict. Let's just be honest. He's an absolute addict. And one of the most important things, ironically, from a Christian director who was not a Christian theater, but she was a Christian. One of the things that she said to a group, his very first audition of anything he'd ever done, she said, "You are auditioning every moment you are in my eyesight."
Wow.
So not only when you get up there and say, "Hello, my name is, and this is what I'll be singing," or when you're in your dance audition or whatever, when you're sitting in the chairs, whether you dump garbage on the floor, whether you talk unkindly to people, whether you show respect, you know, all those things. And I thought that is exactly what you're talking about when you're at a writer's conference. If you want to become the queen of devotionals or the queen of Christian marriage, this is another interesting thing. One time I was at a conference where somebody was there with her husband pitching basically how to make the most wonderful marriage kind of in the world. But oh my gosh, nobody could sit next to them at a meal because they were yelling at each other. And
whoa,
I know it was, and it was, I thought, you know, I don't know. It was
maybe
super uncomfortable.
Maybe that's the key.
Well,
to
I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to just stick with my, 20 plus years marriage. And I'm going to stick with our not yelling at each other in public places in a Christian dining room in a conference. But I think that's an important point to make is people are going to be wanting to know that you're living out. If you're about grace and you don't show grace to anybody, if you're writing a book about forgiveness and everybody's on your list, you know, you're not going to really show that you are really writing about the calling that God has in your life.
Well, and I want to also bring something else up that I want to make sure that, you know, your conferees know that you may go to your very first writing conference and you expect that you're going to come home with a contract.
Yes.
And it does not work that way. I remember that James L. Rubart, my good friend Jim Rubart, has said, when you go to a writing conference, it's not about contracts. It's about contacts. You make as many contacts as you can. Carry some business cards.
With your picture on them. Free
collect
tip.
Some yep. business cards from other people, stay in contact, and make sure that you're making the most of that conference that you go to afterwards.
Yeah. And I think that people get a little shy because if we're Christians, the whole idea of self-promotion, or if you're an introvert walking up to somebody, it can be a little bit daunting. But you have to think about if God's calling you to write, and you're saying, "Yeah, I'm too shy to do that, or I don't have anything to say." But God's saying you've got something to say. We got to stand on what He's calling us to do.
Right.
So let's get a little preachy right now. If He's calling us, He's going to equip us. And what did Bill Giovanetti say at the West Coast Christian Writers Conference? We are responsible for faith, and God is responsible for
outcomes.
So that was freeing to me as a writer. All I've got to do is be obedient.
That's right.
And we've got choices. The one good thing about Christian writing, the publishing industry is it's doing pretty well. And we've got a lot of options for educating ourselves. Like I mentioned, we've got over 30, and those are just kind of the major conferences.
And those are Christian conferences, right?
Those are
because
Christian writers' conferences.
There are also conferences that are not, I wouldn't call them non-Christian, but they're secular.
The general market.
They're secular conferences that are also really good.
Yeah, especially the genre-specific ones. Mm-hmm. Those are where you're just going to get information about your specific genre that's a little bit unique. Those are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But in the Christian world, having over 30.
That's amazing.
And those are not the one-day intensives and the workshops and all those other ways that you can get kind of like mini conferences. Those are real big conferences. So you've got a lot of options. Two of our favorites, we are both partial to, again, West Coast Christian Writers.
Yes.
I think that, look, she's got to bring out her cup again. I don't have a West Coast Christian Writers cup, but, well, I do actually have one. I just don't have one here. but it to me, it is probably the most balanced and most cost-effective and most excellently staffed conference on the West Coast. It's really awesome. But again, do your due diligence.
And it's amazingly affordable as well.
It's stupid money, to be perfectly honest. It's ridiculously inexpensive for what you get. It mm-hmm. is a true ministry. And that's led by Susie Florey, who's a New York Times bestselling author and teacher, and she's a phenomenal human being. And she has really brought this conference into the modern world, because it started out years and years and years ago. She took it over, and over the last several years, it's just been revamped, and it's just mm-hmm. been phenomenal.
It's a great conference.
We also love Oregon Christian Writers
yes,
up in Oregon.
Yes, we do. Look,
you can't see it on the podcast, but you can see it on the video. Her little eyes lit up because she just loves it.
Because it's the very first writing conference I ever attended. I attended their one-day conference.
So they have two kinds. They have the longer summer conference, mm-hmm. and then they have a couple of one-day.
They have 3 one-day conferences, yeah. one a quarter, and then they have a big conference in the summer. So I attended a one-day just to kind of dip my toe into that little writing puddle, and found out that it was not threatening at all. And it was fabulous and amazing.
Yeah.
And so when summer came around, I went to the longer conference. And as you said, you find your people, find your tribe, and it's like being an alien. And, you know, we're dropped in this earth, but I found another little tribe of aliens who all thought the same way.
All from the planet Zargon. But that's the environment is going to be different. Every single conference, if they're in the same place, especially, they're going to have some sort of physical kind of atmosphere that you need to connect with, and they're going to have a mindset that you're going to need to mm-hmm. connect with. So how do you choose which conference? For me, the big deal, if you're investing, which I'm assuming everybody has limited finances, no matter who you are, limited. If you're going to invest your conference dollar somewhere, I say you need to be realistic about where you're at and find the conference that meets those needs. It is so wonderful to say, when I go to a conference and I hear somebody say, oh, I'm going to be there too. I love the connection of, oh, I'm going to get to see that person like you were mm-hmm. mentioning. I don't see any other time than a conference. But it's really not, it's a very expensive way to just meet, reconnect with
friends.
Yeah, go do a girls weekend in Lake Tahoe or something. That'll be cheaper than doing this. So make sure that you're going to a conference that is currently meeting the needs in your writing career. Are you at a place where you're wanting to start pitching to agents? Go to where there are a lot of agents. Mm-hmm. Some have none.
Right.
So that's not a good use of your money. If you're beginning writing, don't go to somewhere that are intensives for advanced writers, because you're going to be over your head and you're just not there yet.
Well, and the other thing to look at too is geography. So I probably wouldn't attend a writer's conference in Florida, because...
Unless we teach at it.
Huh. Well, right, because it's too far. It wouldn't be cost effective for me, so I'd prefer to pick something on the West Coast. But for people who are on the East Coast or the Midwest, there's writers' conferences in all of those geographies that won't cost you
exactly
an arm and a leg for plane fare.
Exactly.
Because you're going to have your conference cost, you're going to have your, if you have to spend money for lodging mm-hmm. and then food and then transportation.
Yeah, it can add up, which is why you need to really look at the what you're getting for what you're investing.
Right.
So we're going to just go through a couple points to just wrap up of how to get the most out of a conference. One is what we're talking about, planning ahead, mm-hmm. really figuring out what the return on your investment is going to be.
Right.
If you're looking for agents, are there going to be the agents you would like to be connecting with there? If there's a topic, for example, romance writing, and you're a romance writer and you're going to a conference where they don't even have a workshop on it, probably not a good choice. Here's a big one. And here's something that I didn't do. My first conference, I had a binder with everything highlighted. I had maps that were from one workshop to the next. I was going to do everything that was humanly possible at this workshop and meet everybody and all that sort of thing. And I wore myself out. I absolutely exhausted myself.
You're pretty much drinking from a fire hose.
Yes. And what I thought is, if I'm taking time away from my family, and at the time I had special needs kids at home, I've got to get every bit of information and value out of it. And what I did is nearly kill myself. So don't try to do too much.
So pace yourself.
Pace yourself. Take good notes whenever you go to a class, but consider buying the recording.
Yeah.
That's another, it's always a fraction of the cost of whatever conference. And you can listen to it over and over, and you can see different classes and workshops that you weren't able to go to. Yeah. So I say buy those. And the one thing I say is, don't ever leave with that deer in the headlights look. Have some action points. And if you don't know what those action points are, start talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
The instructor that was talking about platform, go to that instructor and say, can you just give me one thing that you think I should do in this next month? Whatever it is, find some action points. And if you got that and you can bring that into your next phase of your writing career, you got your money's worth.
Awesome. Well, you have been listening to The Art of Semi-Fiction, where we explore every corner of the written word. I'm Jane Daly.
And I am Robin Miller.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. And don't forget to subscribe.
And like us.